Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Florida reverses course on Medicaid.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Thursday, February 21st. And the Republican governor of Florida has been one of the fiercest critics of President Obama's health care overhaul. But yesterday, he reversed course on a big part of that law. He dropped his opposition to expanding health care for the poor in his state. It says he'll expand Medicaid for the next 3 years. For more, we're joined by our healthcare reporter, Dan Gorenstein at WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, Dan, why this shift from Governor Scott?
You know, I think there are a couple of reasons, Jeremy. One, you have the fact that, you know, this is the law of the land, and Rick Scott said we've got to deal with reality. And as long as the federal government is promising that it will pay 100% of the Medicaid costs for the first 3 years, he can't in good conscience turn that down. This is huge news for Florida hospitals. You know, they're the ones who have to absorb the cost for all these uninsured patients who come in. And there's no doubt that the hospital lobby was fierce in the state of Florida, encouraging lawmakers and the governor to go in this direction. Finally, Governor Rick Scott talked about his mother. And he said a few months ago she passed away and he had basically a change of heart. And it helped him sort of see and understand more what's at stake.
And this was not the only piece of news out of Florida yesterday. The state got a waiver from the Department of Health and Human Services. Tell us about that.
Right. So this waiver basically is going to allow Florida to expand its pilot program that it already has up and running, which is going to allow the state to privatize its Medicaid program, which is for about 3 million people, which means the state will hire a third party to come in and manage this program. Now, the reason that Rick Scott, this is something that Rick Scott has fought so hard for, is he believes by privatizing Medicaid, it will help control costs. And when your Medicaid program costs about a quarter of your entire budget, that's a huge concern for Scott and lawmakers.
What were the opponents saying about this?
Well, I mean, you know, this pilot program has been up and running, and it's been problematic. Patients have complained that there have been cutbacks on care. Doctors are talking about too much red tape. Even some insurers have dropped out of the program. But it's far from clear that this is the model that's going to work for Florida long term.
Marketplace's healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, the world's largest retailer told us this morning how it did last quarter, and the results from Walmart were slightly better than expected, but expectations were pretty low. The real worry, though, is what lies ahead for Walmart, in part because of last month's increase in the payroll tax. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Some Walmart higher-ups are definitely worried about tightwad consumers. Bloomberg obtained leaked emails where a top exec called February sales, quote, total disaster. Low-income shoppers are especially sensitive to the payroll tax. But Susan Stern of Economic Analysis Associates thinks there may be enough going on to offset it.
There was a minimum wage increase in 10 states, so that would help balance it out.
Plus, there's hiring happening, which means some people are getting brand new paychecks. Rising gas prices are something Meg Major watches. She's editorial director for the trade mag Progressive Grocer. Many grocers now have filling stations on their lots.
That kind of puts it right in the customer's face.
People will still buy groceries. The question is whether seeing higher gas prices will keep shoppers from grabbing something extra. Stores live or die on those impulse buys.
Any form of discretionary purchase with every consumer possible is a victory.
And victory is riding on a lot more than the payroll tax. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Do
you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Last week, I spoke with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, about capital appreciation bonds, which are being used by school districts to borrow money now and leave the bill for later, a bill that can be 10 times the cost of the original loan.
These loans are incredibly expensive on future generations, not the current generation, not the current taxpayers, not the current students, but on the future.
So that sounds almost as stupid to me as going to one of those payday lenders on the corner. Well, it's that last thing I said that irked our next guest, who is a payday lender in Kansas City, Missouri. Justin Davis joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, I'm not the first person to make a comment like that about payday loans. Do you think you guys in your industry have gotten a bad rap lately?
I'm sure that there are, just like an industry, in any industry, people that deserve that kind of rap. But for me and my business, I try to treat my customers right. I know that there's fees that are incurred from paying a bill late or overdraft fees that occur. And I know that my service is not only competitive with those fees, but in many instances cheaper than those fees. As long as people do the math, then they're not doing something stupid if they're going with the least cost.
Well, what kind of interest rate are you charging on your loans?
The state makes us report it yearly, which is 443.21% a year. That's the term of the loan is 2 weeks, which is 17% for 2 weeks.
17% for 2 weeks. So if I take out a $100 loan today, in 2 weeks, I would owe you $117?
Righto. Whereas if you overdrafted at a bank, at least in Missouri here, $100, and you couldn't pay it for 2 weeks, you get a $34 overdraft charge, which is about the average. And then most banks will charge you a $4 a day continuous overdraft fee.
Well, so there's a study out today, actually, from the Pew Center, which says that the average payday loan borrower ends up indebted for 3 months, paying $520 in finance charges for loans averaging $375. So that doesn't exactly square with what you're telling me.
I don't know if the study compared the alternative of what kind of debt would have been accrued if they didn't use the loan however they use the loan. I don't think people are taking a loan out just to have it out. It would be kind of silly, right?
Well, Justin Davis, payday lender in Kansas City, Missouri, thank you for writing in and coming in and explaining your beef with what I said on the program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
And finally to Russia, where a woman was looking for an address on the Russian alternative to Google Maps when she made a shocking discovery. In the street view of that address, she saw a picture of her fiancé, Sasha, with another woman. She knew when the picture was taken because Sasha had a cast on his arm. A confession soon followed. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.